Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Do that, Canline Tuesday on Twitter. Nick will be here a little later on this morning. It's March 2nd. Keep reminding myself it's March, which is kind of cool.
That much closer
to a vaccine. I don't care about spring. Spring and summer would be nice too, obviously. You know.
That's a bonus.
That's a huge bonus.
That's no fun. This is Women's History Month.
When's Men's History Month?
Somebody actually said
all the
that.
Others.
Somebody said that probably, yes. Out loud.
I'm sure they have. Yeah.
All the others, right. It's like Black History Month. When's White History Month? All the others.
All the others.
Right. Where's my country music station? Right. Excuse me. Where's my white station?
All the others.
All the others. Right. They got nothing. But they suck people in with that crap, don't they? Jesus.
They do.
Just hopefully it's just fewer than the people that get it, you know, and usually is.
Oh, that's bait for simpletons.
Right. It is.
And it works.
And there's plenty out there. Open up your Facebook page today. Find a simpleton.
Trust me, you won't have to scroll long.
Yeah, might be somebody you know well. Oh man, you're dumb. It's a weird phenomenon when it comes to social media, because in the past, before social media, I think this is a good thing that you could actually, in the past, if you didn't see anybody, and people are not going to know this because, you know, people stay in touch all the time now, especially if you're 18, 19, 20, 21, your whole life has been, you know, where people are at. You know, I remember my best friend moved away in third grade. He moved away in third grade, and he was my next door neighbor. We were tight. He moved away in third grade. I think I saw him a couple times after that, and I realized as I get older, the dude moved about 15 miles away to another town, and I never saw him. You just didn't see him. You know, and we
might
grew
have
up,
been another country.
We grew up. I heard rumors he was somewhere else. So blah blah blah. Long story short, he got a hold of me like let's say about 7-8 years ago. He saw me on Facebook, got a hold of me, and that was cool to see a guy age from. I just blinked and saw him. Like, I remember him being in third grade, and I remember him being, you know, 10 years ago.
Present day.
Exactly. So, but in this day and age, you can stay in touch with people, and I think that's cool that you get to see people from your past and find out where they're at. Unless. You find out that they're nuts, and then you just go, oh. You know what I mean?
Unfriend.
Yes. Oh, it's like, oh, my God, no. No, you used to, oh, you're nuts, you know? And you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to go into detail of why people think.
Oh, that's the case with I see a lot of my old classmates.
Oh yeah, yeah. Me too.
And
yeah.
I've had to mute a lot of
them.
Oh,
yeah, me too. Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
They're just dumb. They're just,
it's just disappointing.
Well, it's disappointing, but also then I looked at, well, you know what, though? If it wasn't for social media, I wouldn't know what they were doing anyway, so
right.
I just ignore them. I mean, if it was before social media, I would never see him anyway because I knew him for a year and a half in high school. And, we were always good. We were nice to each other and cool. I'm thinking, whatever happened to that guy? And you find out later he's nuts.
Yeah.
And you go, I wouldn't talk to him anyway for social media, so I'm not going to talk to him now.
Right. I just learned that, he's nuts in Temecula, California now.
Oh, you did? Yeah, right. Exactly. He's just nuts somewhere else.
Right.
He's a right-wing nut job somewhere else. Okay, I'm just going to move on with my life.
Yeah, just because we happen to go to the same high school doesn't mean we need to keep in touch.
Well, I know, but I had friends that I find out friends are cool acquaintances are cool that I knew back in the day. And then we bond over that a little bit, you know.
No, it's not been my experience.
It's rare. It's usually some of the women that I do in high school. Not love interest. But
yeah.
But they're all pretty hip because they're not old white dudes that are just complete nut jobs. Mega freak.
Yeah,
of
the classmates that I've not muted, right. Most of them are women. Most of them are women I graduated.
There was
with.
A mega freak about 6-8 months ago that just got on somewhere. One of my old friends' threads who I agreed with him. I said something, and this dude just said, F you, Mike. And I haven't seen this guy in probably 35 years.
So that was his greeting?
So I text all my other buddies. I said, you remember that guy? I go, yeah. I said, he just told me to F off. I said, we all just laughed. I said, this is great. A dude I haven't seen in 35 years told me to F off.
Cuts deep, doesn't it?
Right. Oh, it's the best.
That was your first interaction in 35 years.
It was just F off. And I'm thinking, dude, I didn't. It was the best.
Well, you attacked his personal belief system.
I did. He's not on there much anymore since he lost.
I made the mistake of going and looking at. You can go in Facebook and look at the list of people that you've muted or like not of unfollowed.
Right, or can
right,
you?
Right.
I would guess I've probably unfollowed 25-30% of my friends on Facebook. Forget it.
Yeah. I don't know how we get started on that, Craig. How we get started on that?
I'm glad you did.
I know, but I want to know how I get started. I was just
March is Women's History Month.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that doesn't make
sense.
No,
and then when is it Man's History Month? Go to the social media.
Got it.
And then
got it.
Rabbit hole.
Got it.
Couple of people under arrest after three Wichita, Kansas police officers injured by an apparent booby trap inside a vacant house. Couple of asshats, a 46-year-old dude, 43-year-old female, booked into jail on firearms, burglary, and theft charges. Officers hurt Saturday by a blast from a modified loaded shotgun that was triggered to go off when somebody entered the home. The suspects were arrested while trying to enter the same vacant home where the officers were injured.
I'm having a little deja vu. Did you start on this story yesterday?
No, he told the beginning of the story.
Yeah, okay. I think the people being arrested was the follow-up.
Right.
I remember the booby trap.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Bonnie and Clyde stuff happening now. There's a horrible situation. A couple of high school kids were killed in Oklahoma, a boy and a girl. And there was a boy and a girl, a young man and a young woman who died in Lincoln in a shootout with some cops. A lot of young Bonnie and Clyde crap happening. That's sad because they're obviously delusional, you know, sucking each other into their crimes, and all of a sudden then they die. Actually, the cops are hurt in this one.
Was this thing in Wichita aimed at the cops, or were they like protecting a drug lab and was just for whoever came in?
I have information on that. No word on any drugs.
Sounds like it was
that doesn't mean anything.
That was their home security system.
Yeah, that was what I was wondering. If they
you try to protect yourself from the cops, and that's who's going to show up. So, yeah, it probably was aimed for the cops.
No, it was probably aimed for somebody that was going to steal their stuff.
Well, grandma shows up and gets blown off the porch, though, you know?
Yeah, they don't think about that.
It's a vacant home.
It's a meth lab then, probably, yeah. Of course, there's no word on that.
Yeah, there's no word on that I'm aware of. And, you know, if something's vacant, no one should be going there.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
Alabama plans to...
No.
Have full capacity at their football stadium this upcoming season.
Of course they do.
So that's good.
That's 70,000 people, right? Or maybe almost 75,000, 80,000, I would think Alabama
at
has.
Least.
Yeah. Well, they're not one of the big 100,000 ones, but they're probably about 80,000, yeah.
What's the cap at spring training? I've seen some people in the crowd.
I don't know. It's Florida, Todd. They probably don't care.
But it's still pretty sparsely populated. Florida ones that I've seen. I haven't seen anything in Arizona, and I don't know if they're allowing anybody at Arizona spring training.
I think I looked earlier when we were talking, and it was mostly right around 2,000 or so per stadium. Most of those places, Arizona and Florida.
Yeah, but a lot of those stadiums only feature about 3,000 seats,
right.
You know. I mean, I was just spring training last year. Philly's got a big place. The Pirates are a little small, more of a compact park, really nice. But I don't know. But we were talking to people around here. I don't know how you can plan things until we know what's going to happen. Now the vaccine's here. I'm not going to be poo-poo everything. Let's all get shots in arms. But I read Dr. Mina shared something. I retweeted yesterday. One third of white men Republicans are not getting it. So you do.
Well, they're the thinkers.
Yeah, of course they are. Of course they're the thinkers.
They're the thinkers. There's the and, they yeah. are the guys that try and get all the proper information right. and then make a good decision.
Now we talked about it here, Craig, that off the air yesterday. If you and I and Todd get it, we'll probably get it before Puss because he's a little younger than us. If we get it fully vaccinated, we'll probably allow Nick back in the studio, but Puss will stay over there because he'd still be vulnerable.
Well, and this is where I was at beforehand.
And any you were, but you probably won't even come in here anymore. And then any guests are not going to happen because we want to protect them, you know.
Oh, I'm banned once you guys get shots?
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I don't care.
I'm not taking the mask off.
Yeah. All right. Get sick. We don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Apparently, Senator, I'm sorry.
You got to make tentative plans, though.
Oh no, Listen, I'm totally for making some plans, tentative. But why can you say? Why are you saying 80,000? We're packing it. Well, it's Alabama. That's why. Because it might be. Let's do 40,000. Because it's not completely over. But no, that'd be, I'm not saying that could happen. And Lincoln could probably be 70,000, but Lincoln's a little smarter than Birmingham. Or not, whatever it is. It actually is the city of not Birmingham. We're the Alabama,
Tuscaloosa.
Yeah. Lincoln is smarter than Tuscaloosa. I know that's a low bar, but the local government in Lincoln is a hell of a lot smarter than Tuscaloosa. And the Huskers, that's 80,000. I'm hoping it's 80,000. I want crowds. I think no crowds football games this year made the football season kind of suck. I thought so. I wanted crowds. I want to see crowds. I want to go to a game. But I don't think there's any concerts. We were talking about that off the air, too. Has anybody booked a concert? A couple little here and there, like acoustic things I've seen. I'm not talking about local bars at COVID fests and bars. I get those.
I think we've discussed Red Rocks. Out in Colorado.
They're booking anything?
Yeah.
They've got some stuff
for August
on the books.
No, it's starting
next month.
Yeah,
all
April,
right.
May.
All right.
But again, outdoors and probably
it is outdoors.
Less than half capacity.
It is right. Outdoors, less than half capacity. You're right. That'll work. That'll work.
Yeah, they're going to limit the number of patrons.
Right.
Speaking of patrons, are they going to let people into the Masters this year?
Yeah, limited, I read.
Don't you think there's people that actually spend money at the Masters are going to demand to be in somewhere now? Limited, not just as packed hills for the old people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was going to be...
If you look at the Masters crowd, most of those people are the age that they got vaccinated. Think about it. That's an old crowd,
right.
Man. That's an old crowd. There are some younger people, but yeah, that's a plus 65 crowd at the Masters.
I was looking at the...
Not exactly millennial heaven there, correct. The Masters crowd.
The golf tournament over the weekend, and Craig had mentioned, I hadn't seen it before, but I saw some footage yesterday. Everybody wearing the black and the red.
Yeah.
And if you're Tiger, you're probably looking at that saying, Phil even did it. Mickelson was in black and red.
They get it.
But you know, if you're Tiger and looking at that, no PGA mentioned, well, Tiger has to know he's loved.
Right.
But he saw all this. Well, what about the guys who didn't wear black and red? Aren't you pissed at them?
Were there some guys?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're funny.
Well, because maybe they didn't have their outfit ready to go. I don't think that's anything.
That might have been
the case. I don't think that was a snub. Yeah, exactly. I don't think it was a snub. You got your outfits ready to go, and somebody told you, "Hey, let's all wear black and red tomorrow." Ah, damn it!
I don't think you do have your outfits ready to go.
They do.
Sponsors give you your clothes.
Yeah, they lay them out,
and they give you 4 days worth for the tournament.
And they can give you, and they know ahead of time that Sunday's red and black day.
I don't know that they decided that all that far ahead. They
had time to get their red and black in.
They could still move pretty quickly.
Are you kidding?
Absolutely.
You think those guys snubbed them? I don't at all.
Oh, no.
I don't at all.
I don't think so either.
And half of those guys, Tiger probably already knew were asshats.
Right.
Yeah.
Or they didn't know them that well.
Yeah, they're just not buddies. Yeah. We're not enemies. Right, we don't know each other.
And who cares? What does Tiger care? All the big guys had them on. All the guys he's known for 20 years have had it on. So, you know, they all know him. They all like him. Did a guy with black and red win?
Oh.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Morikawa. Yeah, he loves Tiger. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure Tiger's the reason he got into golf.
It is. He's talked about that. Minorities in golf, right?
He's 24, 25.
Yeah.
Seems pretty likable.
Yeah.
I wish him well.
Well, he'll be glad to know that. Yeah, he seemed pretty cool. I saw him in an interview yesterday.
Yeah, but like on social media, if let's say somebody starts posting, oh, a happy birthday to you. I'll check that out. And that son of a bitch didn't say anything.
Oh, I don't do that.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I don't even look at my page when it's my birthday. Whatever.
Right. I don't look for the people who wished me happy birthday. I look for the people who didn't.
How do you do that? There's 5,000 people in there.
Well, you just know to say.
I don't know these people.
So-and-so didn't chime in.
Well, I don't chime in on everybody else's birthday.
Even people
I know well, I just don't see it or I forget about it.
I changed the settings on mine so it doesn't show my birthday so people won't do that.
Nor do I. In fact, I didn't wish Joe America a happy birthday.
I did. I saw Joe's that morning and I wish him happy birthday.
See, I forgot.
I did.
Happy birthday, Joe.
All right.
Because I can do this. I got this. So happy birthday, Joe. Sorry I didn't post anything. All right.
I'm sorry I did post something, Joe.
Send you a nice gift basket of sausages later.
Another day above ground.
Yeah, don't promise that. Guess you'll be expecting that.
Right.
Yeah, you don't toy with sausages when it comes to Joe.
No.
And I can't believe you didn't get a bunch of gift baskets of sausage. Give the gift of sausage.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Senator Mitt Romney fell over the weekend, took a fall, was knocked unconscious.
Whoa.
While visiting family in Massachusetts.
Drunk,
left him with a
drunk.
Black eye and several stitches.
Old drunk Mormon drunk.
Too much tequila.
He says he's doing better now. He joked that he went to CPAC. That was a problem.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You can't joke about that.
No.
Well, he did, and people were amused.
Yeah, because that Republican humor is hilarious.
Well, they didn't want him there.
I know they didn't.
And that wouldn't have gone well.
No. That's right.
They might have resorted to violence.
They might have actually attacked him, right.
That's what he said.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, they would have hung him.
Yeah, and people would have said, yeah, all right.
Did they have some gallows ready in case Pence showed up?
Probably. Probably.
Well, they were eyeing some trees.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to make it as obvious as the rune. Yeah.
They likely had a couple guys on call who could whip up a noose real quick.
Yeah,
scary Nazis in Orlando that weekend, that's for sure.
They didn't want the Nazi symbols getting out of the room.
No. That's on a big camera.
Stay right there. And Twitter's going to begin flagging posts that contain misinformation about the coronavirus vaccines. They will alert users that health officials consider vaccines for the novel coronavirus to be safe for most people. They will likely add links to content from trusted sources on vaccine.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Twitter's also implementing a strike system where more than one violation will lead to accounts being locked and five or more will trigger permanent suspensions.
First Amendment, Craig.
They think the strike system will help reduce the spread of potential harmful and misleading information. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, I heard that, I heard it's safe.
Yeah.
And I was telling somebody the other day, I said, that was a little hesitant. I said, we know doctors personally that all have had it. And doctors, wouldn't stick stuff to their body unless they knew that it was healthy. Well, not healthy, safe.
There you go.
Because they're doctors. I mean, we've been telling Dr. Mina for years to try drugs. She won't. Because she knows it's bad for her. Maybe not weed.
Yeah.
But, you know, so.
Well, some people they idolize got the vaccine in January.
And didn't say a damn word.
But didn't
word.
Say anything
what
about it.
What a horrible human being he is.
I think we've established that.
I know that, but I'm glad you brought that up because he did. Him and Melania got a shot in January and didn't tell anybody. And there are people that listen to that guy.
But they,
and he should have told people that.
He's got a reputation to keep intact.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Of being like, it's a hoax.
Yeah.
That's right. No, it doesn't.
But just, that should tell you something, that he got the vaccine.
If he should, he should have shouted it from the rooftops, but he was already done.
Well, just before he was done.
Right.
Out of Florida, Ermilo Yasminas.
Yeah, sometime between insurrection and exit,
right.
He got the vaccine.
Yes, he did, and didn't say a word. Well, you said that you nailed that name, Craig.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
It just sounded like I did.
I think, how do you say last name?
Yasminas.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Out of Florida.
Yeah. As long as you sound confident.
Ermilo Yasminas was playing golf with a friend.
Might be Milo, but go ahead.
The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office said in a news release, about 7:37 in the a.m., Yasminas teed off at hole number 3 and was last seen looking for his ball near the green.
I was hoping you'd bring this up. I saw it yesterday.
Yasminas' golf cart was parked on the cart path, according to the Sheriff's Office, and his putter was found lying on the ground near the water. Deputies were called after Yasminas was reported missing. The Pinellas County Sheriff's Office dive team responded and located him submerged in the water near his putter, pronounced deceased on scene.
It wasn't an alligator.
In or gator?
He fell. It wasn't a gator. I thought it was a gator, too.
They say he may
drown.
Have fallen into the water and drowned, but deputies spoke with friends of his who say he likes to search the course for lost golf balls.
Oh.
Those guys, those guys have always bugged me, the guys that search too long for golf balls.
He's searching for other people's lost golf balls.
That's what I mean. I know guys
like.
That do that, too. They take forever on the course. And, you know, most of those guys I knew that actually had money to buy golf balls, too. So it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy drowned.
You got 2 minutes, and then I'm giving you that. All right,
yeah.
Let's move on.
Move on.
But there are some spots where you know there's going to be a collection of golf balls.
Yeah, apparently right here, and you drown.
This is a water hazard.
Well, your average hacker will slice one about 150 yards from the tee into the woods.
Right.
So if you want to collect balls for a season, you just got to go to certain spots.
And hold up the guys waiting for you.
Oh, yeah, I don't
like
to do that.
That's what happens all the time.
But if there's time, I'll look around for
a little
bit.
And the ones in the water are usually, they're
sunk.
Sunk, yeah. They're not worth collecting.
Right. Well, no, they have guys that do that in scuba gear. On every course, they do that.
Oh, yeah, you can clean them up and sell them.
Oh, no, they don't
get a little waterlogged?
No. There are guys that get paid to scuba dive in those the bigger areas and get those balls for the course.
Right, they really don't wear out.
No. That's weird. It's a weird thing. There's his cart. There's his putter. Where'd he go? I would have thought, maybe he went and got some beer still. You know?
Well, yeah, died doing what he loved.
Or pooping in the woods. Right. You know, we all do that.
Doing what he loved, looking for golf balls.
Do we?
That's horrible.
Looking for crappy golf balls.
I pooped in the woods before the golf course. I had to.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.